producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse, who has recently moved from California with a K to Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana. And he's just enjoying the freedom. But he's had this four-part series that he's been writing on his Slow Facts blog called The Culture War. And we're going to talk about that second hour. Coming out of Michigan. Now, in Michigan, it doesn't matter if you're allowed to open carry a gun in Michigan. And even if it says that you can carry that gun on the University of Michigan campus, because the university is arguing in a court filing that only the University of Michigan can set University of Michigan policy. Now, that's because in their view, the Michigan Constitution exempts University of Michigan from having to pay attention to a state ban or state law banning local governmental units from making weapons laws. They made this argument in a brief asking a state court of claims judge to toss out a lawsuit by Joshua Wade, an Ann Arbor resident, who is seeking to open and carry his gun on campus. He disagrees with the university's claim of sovereignty. Now, I don't know the answer to this question, but is the University of Michigan a public school or a private school? That would be very important with that. Wade's attorney, Stephen Doolin, wrote in a court filing last week, the Michigan Constitution vests the power to legislate with the state legislature, not with the state universities. It is clear that the Board of Regents is powerful within the governance of the university itself, but it has no authority to attempt to usurp the legislature's constitutionally delegated role in the state government. Once again, this is what happens when you get a group of people and they exist in, you know, a university is an institution, and in some cases they can be bigger as far as how much land they cover and how many people may be there than cities or towns. And I honestly believe that when somebody gets in there and gets this taste of power. Now, see, DK in the chat room is saying UM is a public school. So that means they take tax dollars, but they want to be exempt from state law. Now, that's a very important point. University of Michigan's weapons policy says no weapons can be carried on campus by anyone other than law enforcement or the military. It also offers exceptions for education purposes. They also say the director of public safety can issue a waiver allowing someone to carry a weapon on campus based on extraordinary circumstances. The policy, dubbed Article X, was put in place 14 years ago. Wade applied for such a waiver. His lawsuit states it was denied by the university's chief of police. The University of Michigan argues in its court finding that a U.S. Supreme Court ruling also allows for schools to make rules banning weapons. Doolin claims in his court counterfiling that that is a wrong interpretation of that case and other cases. University of Michigan says Wade's argument that the weapons ban violates a state ban on local governmental units from setting their own weapons ban or rules is moot because University of Michigan and other universities are given special powers under the state's constitution. The university lawyers wrote in a filing, it has been settled for more than 150 years that as a matter of state constitutional law, the university has the authority to manage and control its property. Numerous opinions from the Michigan Supreme Court and the Michigan Court of Appeals have interpreted the provision, like the virtually identical earlier versions, as giving the university expansive authority over its affairs and property. The issue of firearm possession on university property goes directly to the day-to-day operations of the institution. It implicates the university's judgments regarding safety, housing, and how best to foster an open and welcoming educational environment, all matters central to the university's function. And, of course, it directly concerns the control and management of university property. Okay. I deal with this mindset here in South Carolina where it's been this way for 150 years. Why do we need you then? If that's the way it is and if it's never going to change, why do you draw a paycheck? Can it just run on its own? That'd be my first question. The other thing is that inevitably everything is going to change. Maybe not in, go take a drive down any street around you today, and in 50 years, that will look different. It will change. That is the nature of things. Everything changes in the physical world. Getting out there and thinking that some enlightened organization gets to exist in a vacuum is just wrongheaded. I would love to know what else they banned there. DK is saying that Ann Arbor is a socialist state within Michigan. Liberals everywhere. The thing about open carry is that in Michigan, that gets practiced a lot. And nothing ever happens. Law enforcement doesn't seem to have any sort of an issue with it. I don't hear about civilians getting shot accidentally. In Detroit, you have all kinds of armed citizens making a really good accounting for themselves. I know people in Detroit, DK is one of them. I know people in Detroit that are heavily armed. They never snap because they're good. They're good law-abiding people. And getting out here and, some of the stuff is just silly. But to get out there and declare that a university is this island that is somehow exempt from everything, that's saying we're above the rule of law. We'll set our own policies. Well, good, how do you feel about your female students being raped? Are you going to set a policy on that? What kind of security do you have in place besides your university police? Are they 24 hours a day? Do they get off at 10 p.m. or do they get off at dark? I mean, lay it out there. Be the man if you're going to claim to be the man. But, give me some idea of what exactly you are, since you're claiming you are absolutely above everything else. You're head and shoulders above the fray. Please. It's been settled for more than 150 years. Everything changes. Everything changes. That's simply the nature of things. Everything ages. Everything changes. What is here today will be gone tomorrow. What is coming tomorrow will last for a while, but is not perpetual. That is the lamest excuse I've ever heard, and I hear it all the time. It's been this way for 150 years. Big deal! We'll be right back. Did you know that if you were launching soda cans, you're now a felon? We'll talk about that on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. They got some new stuff coming here very, very, very shortly. Have you seen the latest crime spree that's going on around there? Apparently, this company called X Products came out with this little device that you could mate to an AR-15 lower, and it would launch soda cans with 5.56 blanks. Launch them through the air. Lob them at whatever you wanted to lob them at, full or empty. It did not matter. It was designed to launch soda cans. Now, I know that there's been a great many holdups with the X-Product soda can launching thingy, and a bunch of shoe stings with that as well, where people are just walking around and suddenly they get tagged with multiple Sprite cans. I know that the scourge that is the X-Product soda can launcher is leading to the decay of Western civilization. Actually, however, that's not true. It was just a cool, fun toy. Now, because it can be mated to an AR-15 lower, the ATF caught wind of this little ray of sunshine, and they decided in their absolutely imaginative, brainiac, big head selves that this had to be stamped out at all costs. X Products received a love note from the regulators the other day stating that their product is now considered an any other weapon, which is a highly regulated item under the NFA. There, the hyper-regulatory brainiacs have decided that they consider the launcher a shotgun, which means it means your SBR tax stamp won't cut the mustard here on this one. It's because it's a smoothbore. It doesn't have rifling because, after all, it's launching soda cans. The thing used to cost $300. Now, anybody that owns one of these things, and I've seen a bunch of people shooting these things on YouTube. I have not seen one in the flesh. But I've seen these things out there. They look like they would be fun. It's not something I've gotten out there and said, that's something I gotta have. That's something I gotta have it. But the people that have gone out there and purchased this may now be a felon in the eyes of the ATF. Coming from X Products, they wrote this letter to their customers. Dear customers, good start. We recently received a complete evaluation from the ATF on the legal status of the CAN cannon, dated August 26th, received September 11th, 2015. The evaluation of the CAN cannon, as currently produced, is in and of itself not a firearm and not controlled. However, when placed on a rifle receiver, it is considered a SBR, and then placed on a pistol, any other weapon. We are submitting a revised design to address the issues in the ATF's determination letter. We will update our customers throughout the process. Now, a link to the product, their X Products LLC, and it looks like a CAN cannon mounted on top of an AR-15. A couple of thoughts on this. First of all, very likely, if they're thinking about this, they're either going to have to give credit to everybody and sell them a new one, or give them a new one after they redesign it. If they manage to redesign this in a way where the ATF won't regulate it, and then they're going to have to take the other ones back and rework them. I don't know if they survive that. I don't know what their financials are like, but this is the kind of thing that regulations can do to take you right down. The problem here is that the ATF has defined the item as a shotgun, since the barrel is a smoothbore instead of a rifled barrel because there's no soda cans exiting with a spin on them. They can't call a rifle, so the type reverts to a shotgun. And that's the problem. Shotguns must have a barrel length of 18 inches or more, and since the shroud of the launcher is only 11 inches and change, it doesn't meet that standard. Now, the first thing I would think is that you just make one that's 18 inches long. Wouldn't you? I mean, I didn't go to production school or physics school or ex-product school, but is that a possibility, just to make a 7-inch longer tube? But since it's only at its current 11 inches, it is considered an any other weapon when attached to an AR-15 pistol lower receiver. There's no mention about what the gun would be considered when attached to a rifle lower receiver, but due to their determination, chances are it would either be a short-barrel rifle or shotgun. Here we have a prime example of the ATF doing absolutely nothing except beating up on a small company and beating up on its customers. Arguably you could say that it was X-Product's fault that they started selling these things without an ATF opinion letter. But it seems, it just seems a little pig-headed of the ATF, and they're rather obstinate about this for no real good reason. If this was something that could launch, I don't know, something the size of a can that was actually heavier than a can at a higher velocity. I mean, I've seen these things fired. It lofts it. At close range, yeah, it's going to sting. But who in their right mind is going to run around with this thing and actually think, well, all I've got to do is be close to a convenience store and I can have a shootout with the cops. I can shoot at them with either room temperature or chilled cans. What kind of junk is that? This is like going into a toy store and looking at the toy guns and saying, well, these are, you know, this could be easily converted if they weren't made out of plastic and if the barrel was real and could hold the pressure and all this other stuff. This could be a real gun. But it isn't. How do you guys feel about the government? We're going to talk about that when we get back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Rob Morse is somewhere in the chat room. Yeah. Rob. Lake Charles, Louisiana from California. That's got to be a big jump. Anyway. Number get in, to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, the other day, I talked about how a third of America looks at America and says, you know what, I could back a military coup here in the United States. That's not good for the establishment politicians out there today. Republican or Democrat, that is not good to have a third of America sitting back going, you know, if old Patton were to roll into town and just take over the United States Capitol, I'd be perfectly good with it as long as Starbucks stayed open. Now, here's the thing. Another poll comes out. Gallup this time, and almost half of America considers the federal government to be an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of ordinary citizens. Consistent with the levels that we have seen throughout Barack Obama's presidency. You see, this all really should have begun under W, but it didn't. But it is going on now. But it all began under W. W pivoted and took advantage of a couple of things that happened. And, you know, now, according to this poll conducted by Gallup at the behest of Sinclair, They found that 49% of Americans think the government is an immediate threat, and 49% think it is not. In polls conducted since 2010, 46 to 49% of respondents have answered that the government is a threat. When Gallup first asked the question in 2003, it was only 30%. By 2006, it had risen to 44%. We began to see things in the decade before this one. So, 2006, under the Bush administration, 59% of Democrats and Democratic-leading independents said the government was a threat. Under Obama, that number has dropped to around 30%, but the number of Republicans and Republican-leading independents with that opinion has risen to over 60%. I don't get that. I really don't. I don't get why a number would drop. Because here's the thing about this elitist mindset. When you believe you're one of the elite, then you believe that all the rules and all the bad things that are going to happen to the people are going to happen to other people, not to you. And the problem with that is that everybody comes up. Everybody's number comes up in that scenario. When asked in the latest poll why they believed the government was an immediate threat, 19% said the government was generally too big and too many laws. 12% cited gun control and fear of the government violating the Second Amendment. Other reasons mentioned by 3 to 6% of respondents were socialism, violating religious freedom, government involvement in marriage issues, illegal immigration, and Obamacare. 4% cited police and law enforcement violence. Now, the biggest thing that everybody should be concerned about right now today, there's two, in my opinion, two concurrent big things within the borders of the United States. That's the runaway debt that is going to take us down like the house of cards that we truly are, and the fact that we are now inviting a bunch of quote-unquote refugees who look suspiciously like the varsity team on a college football squad. Which, you know, nowadays, in my time when I was in the military in the 80s and the 90s, yes, we were physically fit. We're not like they are today. We're not the specimens that some of these kids become today. Now, combat is not a requirement to be a bodybuilder to be successful in combat. It does have a sort of intimidation factor if you're facing off somebody hand-to-hand. And if you are in the military and you actually resort to hand-to-hand, I hope you've run out of bullets and knives and clubs and everything else. Because after I got in the military and they taught me a few things, I was like, hand to hand. Why? So, the other thing, you know, and those two things should really be concerning us. Now, is government too big? Yeah, government's too big. The 12% that cite gun control, they look at it and what they're saying or what they're seeing is perhaps what I see, which is if they were to get what they want, which is ultimately disarmament. It's never compromise. They always want to have a conversation. They always want to have a dialogue. They want to have this. They want to have that. But it all leads to confiscation. They don't mind their people having guns because they're people they trust. People they don't know, people in flyover countries, they call it, people that are not on one of the coastal elite liberal bastions of all things stupid. They can't be trusted. If they're not in those places, they can't be trusted. Anything in the interior, we're just a bunch of rubes. We don't need to have guns. We're lucky that we can walk and tie our shoes. According to them, according to their belief. So, I think that 12% looks at that and says, well, you know, if they were to get what they want, then they just really force things on us. And then things like, I'll tell you the biggest thing that would be violated in the event that they got full-on gun control, and that would be the Commerce Act. That would be the Commerce Act. Maybe not necessarily in actual commerce, but all of these population centers, and when I say population centers, I mean big cities, because of their size, they would dominate the conversation going on in the United States, and everything else that wasn't within their... And they would probably put together a little amalgamation of a big city, a little big city cabal, if you will. And then they would get out and they'd be making law. And if you go look at most of these big cities, what do you have? Who wants for the rest of the country to be like Los Angeles or New York City or all of New Jersey or Baltimore or Chicago or Minneapolis, St. Paul, for that matter, with their 30,000 Somalian strong Muslim refugee population they now sport? And with their ISIS arrests that they're having that dominates the United States, they have all kinds of arrests related to ISIS in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. So, and this is the world we live in today. And here's the punchline is this. When you've got a third of the United States saying, you know, I wouldn't mind a military coup. I really wouldn't. As long as Monday night football and my college games are on during the weekend, I don't care what the military does. Just go out there and let's try to uphold the Constitution, could you? And by the way, I'd like for Coors Beer to make it past this, the low info voter. They couldn't care less, apparently. 30% of us just want to see the military roll in. Then when half of us look at it and say the government is a threat, when you take those two statistics, maybe the other 20% in that half that is not in the military coup category, they just didn't get asked the question. Because it's beginning to look bad for establishment government here in Los Estados Unidos. We're going to be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Hand-to-hand comment thing got a few people talking. Here's the thing about a imposingly physically fit person in a gunfight. Go back to what Samuel Colt said with that, if you would. Now, we have this thing going on right now in Congress where the Senate and Congress are out there and they're talking defunding Planned Parenthood. And Obama will veto that. But it's attached to some provision somewhere where if they don't get that signed, then the government shuts down. And for some reason, whenever you hear those words, when it comes from the old media, that's always accompanied by an emotion somewhat like... government shutdown! Now, what we have here is your establishment-type people... Your big networks, your New York Times, your Tribunes, your this, your that. And they get out there and they tell the electorate that there's going to be a shutdown. And then they stand back and expect the electorate to just buy that hook, line, and sinker as if somehow that's some sort of a bogeyman. I mention this because of a recent CNN poll and the statement used to prep the question. On a regular basis, Congress must pass bills that authorize the federal government to spend money for a certain amount of time. When that time expires, the government must shut down until Congress passes a new spending bill. Do you get what I'm coming with? I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say here? 71% of respondents say it is more important for the Congress to approve a budget agreement than it would be to avoid a government shutdown, simply because we haven't done that in quite some time. See, here's the problem. Okay. Let me stage this for you, if I may. All right? I'm getting ahead of myself here. Government irresponsibility would lead to gunplay in the grand scheme of things. When everything breaks down... when everything crashes into the earth, that would lead to gunplay. This means, for everybody out there that thinks this is the coming of martial law, we won't see the police. They will throw away their uniforms. They will burn them. They will try to hide out. If you don't know a cop by name, and he'll probably come to you and say, don't tell anybody. So that's not going to be the case. The military is being cut down currently to pre-World War II levels. So it's not going to be them riding out there. The Department of Homeland Security, when have they done anything except exist? We hear about the Department of Homeland Security. Where are they, though? I never see them anywhere. So when this were to happen, this leads to gunplay, and this is why we should be concerned about this, because this means that we're going to be forced into a situation where we have to try to survive, and this may lead to shooting Americans, desperate Americans. But you know, at the end of the day, we've got to take care of our own. Now, I couldn't care less about a government shutdown. The implicit, you know, the thing they're trying to, the implicit assumption here is that there's only one party that is capable of causing this kind of chaotic government shutdown. I just like that sound effect. And that would be Congress. No information is given to show that the president is at least equally responsible for a government shutdown, even though all the president would have to do in these circumstances is to sign the budget bill. We don't need to continue doing continuing resolutions. That solves nothing. That's them saying we can't solve anything. Why do we even pay you guys? Couldn't we solve a lot of the budget impasse if we just quit paying Congress and the federal government for, I don't know, a year? How much money would that save? And this is the other thing. If there's a government shutdown, what do we always learn during a government shutdown? We don't need 90% of government, is what we find out. There'll be an organization that hangs on, and you know, there'll be some agency out there, one of the alphabet agencies. They'll have the guy that mops the floors, he stays. They'll have the person that runs the copy machines, they stay. And they'll have the person in charge of the mail, they stay. And guess what? Nothing happens. Nothing changes. If the president doesn't sign the bill, isn't it his fault? And really, truly, if the government didn't open and if it didn't function, shouldn't we all look at them and say, they are heroes? I suspect that the 71% number mentioned in the poll would say it's more important for the president to actually sign a budget agreement than it would be to avoid a government shutdown, versus a number of other options, such as funding Planned Parenthood. The old media uses this scare strategy to try to frame the debate and then to herd the debate, if you will. Let me explain to you what I'm saying. What I'm saying here is that they'll think conceptually here. I come to you with a topic. And when I present that topic to you, I am framing the topic. Now, because I am pro-gun, know this right out of the cage, okay? I'm going to frame this in such a way to be pro-gun. I am guiding that conversation to be pro-gun. If it's about an anti-gun topic, I'm beating it to death. But I am guiding this. Government, really truly, the government that our founders set up, was never meant to be the guide. Media became the guide. And government saw that the media became the guide, and they said, work with us. And what we have is what we have. Polls are often used to create a public opinion as well, but whenever they bust up like this, that's bad for them. One extraordinary exception to the ability to use this sort of propaganda to forward the leftist agenda has been the attempt at the destruction of the Second Amendment. That is so clear that a significant percentage of the population rebelled against being told to ignore the plain wording of the Constitution and believe they were told what they were told to believe. They ignored the admonitions of the experts, and they don't believe that only they know what the Constitution means. The knowledge of this attempted manipulation leads to an understanding that people are being manipulated in other arenas, in other areas, on other topics. The old media calls this manufacturing consent. The Second Amendment is, you know, it's the example that everybody's looking at right now. A bigger number of people than they think is looking at this saying, well, wait a minute, this has been manipulated. This isn't true. This isn't true. This isn't true. And now everybody's looking at this and saying, well, if this isn't true, why is it a good idea to have the Gitmo prisoners here? Why is it a good idea to have all these unvetted Syrians here, these Somalians? Why is it a good idea to have all of these Mexicans that are poor and criminals coming across the border? Why are all these things good ideas? Well, I wonder if we've been manipulated on that too. The problem here is that the God-given right that the Second Amendment codifies is instinctive. Self-defense is an instinctive thing. And people understand that. A big majority. Now, there's a majority of people that are out there right now that they would not know they were about to die at the hands of a terrorist if they're not going to take their face off their phone. They're too busy texting and, getting on LinkedIn and Facebook and all this other stuff. Too much social media glued to their phone. They don't know how to talk to anybody. But that doesn't matter. The Second Amendment is the thread that destroys and unravels that whole cloak of inevitability of a larger government. Coming up next, Rob Morse, Flight Society Podcast, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.